Appendix 1. Diabetes Medications. Let's take a look at the medications doctors often prescribe for diabetes. Whether your goal is to get off your medications altogether or to be on as little as possible, you will want to understand what you are taking and why. Some diabetes medications make it easier to lose weight, but most make it harder. Also, as you will see, when your body is regaining health, doses of some medications need to be trimmed back faster than others. Insulin. Insulin is available in a variety of forms that differ mainly in how long they work. Fast-acting insulin lasts for 4 to 6 hours, and regular insulin lasts 5 to 8 hours. Other forms, such as NPH, Lente, and Ultralente, last longer. Insulin glargine, Lantus, and insulin detemir, Levemir, last a whole day, more or less, and stay at a fairly constant level in the blood, unlike other forms, whose action rises and falls more sharply. Sometimes doctors prescribe long-acting insulin to be sure that some insulin is in your blood at all times, along with doses of shorter-acting insulin at mealtimes. Insulin is also available in pre-mixed combinations of long-acting and short-acting forms, such as 70-30, typically 70% NPH insulin and 30% regular insulin. Insulin may be administered by injection using syringes, pre-filled, multi-use disposable pens, or disposable multi-use cartridges that are placed into a reusable pen-like device. Insulin may also be administered with an insulin pump. In 2006, a type of fast-acting inhalable insulin was approved for use in adults. Sold under the name Exubera, its long-term safety remains unclear, particularly since it appears to reduce the amount of air the lungs can hold. Insulin is essential for people with type 1 diabetes and also is used by many with type 2. Unfortunately, most types of insulin make weight loss more difficult, and all types can cause blood sugar to drop too low if you take too much or are not eating enough food. An additional injectable medication can be used with insulin to improve its action. Pramlintide, Simlin, is a synthetic form of the hormone amylin, which is normally secreted by the pancreas along with insulin in response to meals. It causes a modest decrease in glucose and slight weight loss. Oral medications. When diet changes do not adequately control type 2 diabetes, doctors typically add oral medications. Commonly used drugs are listed here with brand names. Metformin, glucophage, decreases the liver's production of glucose and sensitizes the body to insulin's action. Digestive upset is a common side effect, but it typically disappears with continued use. Metformin does not contribute to weight gain, and when taken by itself, does not cause low blood sugar. Glipizide, glucotrol, glimepiride, Amaryl, gliburide, micronase, glinase, diabeta, are collectively referred to as sulfonylureas. They stimulate the pancreas to release more insulin and are usually taken before meals. Like insulin, they can cause weight gain and can cause blood sugar to drop too low if your food intake does not keep up with the medication. They are the least expensive oral medications, but often lose their efficacy after several years of use. Nitaglinide, Starlix, and rapaglinide, Prandin, stimulate your pancreas to release insulin for a few hours. They can cause blood sugar to drop too low, although they are less likely to do so than insulin and the sulfonylureas. They must be taken before each meal to be effective. Pioglitazone, Actos, and rosiglitazone, Avandia, increase insulin sensitivity and decrease the liver's production of glucose. They are in the chemical category called thiazolidinediones. They can cause weight gain and fluid retention, but when taken alone, they do not cause low blood sugar. Acarbose, Precose, and Miglitol, Glycet, block the enzymes that digest carbohydrate in the intestinal tract and reduce the body's absorption of glucose. gas, and diarrhea are common side effects. Injectable medications. Exenatide, Byetta, is an injectable synthetic drug used to increase insulin secretion at mealtime. It is less likely to cause episodes of low blood sugar or weight gain compared to insulin or other drugs that stimulate insulin release, and it may even cause slight weight loss. Nausea is a possible side effect, but it gradually abates with continued use. Exenatide is among the most expensive diabetes drugs.